When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday is back, baby. The late, great Johnny Kemp, baby. That's the song that kicked it all off, just got paid. In my opinion, the flyest of all fly jams. Love it. And, all right, DJ Shagru just stepped out of the TARDIS. He's got the 6-foot scarf. Hopefully we'll upgrade it to a 12-foot scarf. The raspberry beret. The tuft, gold vest, fingerless gloves, and, of course, the boots with the goldfish in the heels, platform boots. And then Esmeralda, the heart melda, is all ready to meld hearts. Right, Esmeralda?
Yep.
Popping and locking, snaking it. And all the hallways are lined with cardboard, so you can safely spin on your head and breakdance your way here.
And anyone else? People want
anybody
to
else? If anybody else wants to,
they're in the hallway
to breakdance on this Fly Jams Friday. And I'm your host, Wiki Wiki Nikki. And we've got some requests, actually. Now, we have a request from someone on the morning show there, right?
That is correct. Andrea Darlis.
Yes.
Has officially put in her request.
Okay.
After you had given K-Pal his nickname.
Actually, he kind of gave it to himself. So, Kevin, you know, his nickname that I call him all the time, and I've been kind of relentless, I call him Maximus. Because when the movie Gladiator came out, he was in school, 7th grade or something. And when the teacher was calling, was doing roll call, and said his name, he wouldn't answer. He said, "From now on, you have to call me Maximus," because he saw the movie and he went nuts. So he wanted. So now I call him Maximus. So combining that, he is now his Fly Jams Friday name is K-Max. So K-Max, producing the Steve Cochran Show later this morning,
and we established he wears a lion head with ruby eyes, much like James Earl Jones from Coming to America.
That's right. He's got the... he's got the...
Does he got ladies who throw down petals? Flower
when
petals
he, when
in
he
front
walks,
of him?
Yeah, he when should. He walks in, there are women who throw rose petals.
They're actually
on the...
bacon bits, which is really weird.
It's bacon. That's fantastic. Okay.
Andrea
wants in on the action.
And so
okay.
She requested Knock on Wood.
Now, Dan, DJ Shagru, I've got a very, very strong feeling she wanted the cover from the 70s.
I think so.
I do. I think
she debating. I was going back and forth.
No. Knowing Andrea, I think she wanted the disco version of Knock on Wood.
Is that really a jam?
That, what we just played is.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean.
The original version is absolutely a fly
jam.
What
is the other one?
Well, it's fly enough.
Okay.
It's a disco song. We've had disco songs on fly jams before.
Okay.
But,
by association.
Yeah. Now, do we have a nickname for Andrea?
You know, I was trying to, you know, there's got to be something with the AD, right? There's got to be something there.
Yeah.
Or a Darlis, like Darling.
Darling Darlis. DJ Darling Darlis. But she's not really a DJ.
The semantics. She's not really a DJ. We can't call her a DJ.
Yeah, that's right, man. You got to have credentials. This is what she wanted. No question, that's the version she wanted. Dan, you know that's the version that Darlis wanted.
I just imagine her waking up every morning to this song now.
She leaps out of bed.
Leaps out of bed. All right, we'll call her until we get an official nickname. She's DJ Darlin' Darlis. All right? Say that fast 15 times. Then call Dr. Seuss. I have no idea what that means. I don't even know. All right. Well, thank you, DJ Darlin' Darlis. All right, how about this? 815 area code sent this one in.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Good time.
Anytime you need a payment.
Good time.
Anytime
you need a friend.
Good time.
Anytime
you're out from under.
Not getting hassled. Not getting hustled. Keeping your head above water. Making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs.
Good time.
All right, there's that one line in that song that we have been debating about for many years, DJ Shagru. And I think it's hanging in the chow line. Because all the other ones you can... And by the way, that song does not describe good times. Like, everything in that song is not good. But the one hanging in the chow line? Is that... I don't know. Esmeralda, do you know what it is?
Hanging in a chowline.
Or hanging in a jivin', maybe?
According to this website, it is hanging in a jivin'.
Hanging in a jivin'.
That makes sense.
Okay.
It's not, you know, Depression era.
Yeah, but everything else in that song is.
Well, I mean, that could be any time, but chow lines, I don't know.
I don't know, but every other description in that song is, it's like, you know, temporary layoffs. That's not good times.
Well,
easy credit ripoffs. That's not good times. Scratching and surviving.
Hey, you make them good times.
Thank you, John Amos. He was the king on that show. Hey, how soon into that show did they kill him off? Did they kill off James? Because it's like, I think like season two. Because then I think it was just Florida for a while. And then Winona came in and, like, took over the family. Remember that? Like, they adopted Janet Jackson. Like, Winona was just, like, the goofy neighbor, and then she came in, moved in, took over the family because Florida, like, went to Florida or something. And then Janet Jackson came in because she was being abused by her drunk mom. Boy, that show was hilarious. That was the show, by the way. If you ever would, Dan, do you ever watch Good Times?
I catch it occasionally. He was on from 74 to 76, 61 episodes.
Okay, so he's two seasons. So they killed him off after the second season. I think he probably went out of his contract. John Amos, man, he's the king. You ever see John Amos in, John Amos is in, he's in Coming to America. He's the guy that runs McDougal's. McDowell's.
He's got those little hot dogs.
I like when they're at there you go. I hope somebody marked that one down. Anybody mark that one down from Esmeralda? I hope so. You can't even open your mouth, Esmeralda. Seriously, it's just. But there's the part. My favorite scene in Coming to America, which we could actually play on Fly Jams Friday. We could actually, you know what? Let's do that, Dan. Instead of my first request, when we come back. Let's come back. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know my favorite scene in Coming to America, correct?
I got a feeling.
Okay. I'll tell you off the air if we don't. But he's in he's in a lot of the movie, but he's got one of my favorite lines. One of my favorite John Amos lines in there is in that scene. So we'll play that as part of Fly Jams Friday. Your Fly Jams coming up, too. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Also, John Amos, if you want to see John Amos kicking massive and monstrous ass, Die Hard 2. Spectacular in Die Hard 2. I won't even mention how great he is in Roots, obviously. I mean, that's the go-to one. Die Hard 2, baby. John Amos in Die Hard 2. That's one of the reasons I like that movie better than the first one.
is because of John Amos. All right, we'll break. We got the news, more Fly Jams coming up.
If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me. Sex and chocolate.
Sex and chocolate. That's the best part. That's the funniest part of the entire movie. Is
the joke at the end is the best part of the movie.
Which,
aha!
Oh, that, yeah. Well, that's Coming to America, and that was Randy. What's his name in it?
Randy Watson.
That's one of the characters that Eddie Murphy plays, one of like the 10 characters that he plays in Coming to America, and Randy Watson. Set your chocolate. He throws the mic down. That's the hardest I laugh whenever I watch that movie, and I'm not a huge fan of that movie. I know a lot of people love it. Dan, I know you love that movie.
That movie rules.
I mean, there are parts of it that I really like, but that, to me, when he drops sexy chocolate, when he drops that mic, that part is, that destroys me every time I see it. Boy, it's good. Yeah, he's good and terrible. Is that what the line is, Dan?
I believe it is, yes.
Yeah, that boy's good. He's good and terrible. Well, that's a fly jam. Randy Watson and Sexual Chocolate, they're fly. Sexual Chocolate. All right, let's go to the phones here. It's Fly Jams Friday. Here's Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick, how's it going, buddy? Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, sir.
Got one for you. It's a new one. Leon Bridges, Smooth Sailing.
All right, here we go.
This thing is sweet.
A destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. So you let me be your passenger. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way, yeah. You sail your ship out, let me be your cargo. I won't break you down, no honey, I won't weigh you down.
Jim, great job. Great choice, man.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So we have played Leon Bridges on the show once before because we had a request from one of our own WGN.
In sales, yes.
Yeah, and he turned us on to this guy, or at least turned me on to him. And then I think he's great. And then he was on SNL. Did you see him on SNL?
I did.
He was great.
Yeah. No, I like him.
I still think that's the best show of the season so far, the Ryan Gosling episode, because Gosling was great. Even Weekend Update, which is not good now, even Weekend Update was strong that night.
Right.
And great musical guest. So this weekend they're repeating the Tina Fey, Amy Poehler episode, which was good. You know, people were like, oh, it's the best episode of the season. It wasn't.
No.
It was funny.
It had some.
Yeah. But it did have one of my favorite scenes of the year that they've done all season. And that's when Kenan Thompson is the acting coach / director from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, almost fell off my couch laughing the first time I saw it. Like, I was crying with laughter. Huh?
They haven't brought back the one where he's the host.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
No, they haven't. And you know what? They've been showing. I mean, I tape all the reruns because I'm just such a loser when it comes to SNL. I mean, I watch it all the time. And they reran the very first What's Up With That, the very first time they did it. And it was from 2009. It was November of 2009. God, I'm such a geek.
I guess they don't have Bill. Well, because, wait, Bill Hader's not there anymore, right?
Hader is not there anymore.
So
no.
So who's going to be playing Lindsay?
You can't do
Buckingham.
Lindsay Buckingham. And also, Sudeikis isn't there. You can't.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Neither is Fred Armisen.
Oh, all right.
You can't.
No,
you can't.
Now.
I mean, they had to replace Will. They had to replace Will Forte. Mm-hmm. That was the only guy they had to replace because Will Forte was the announcer, and then Taron Killam became the announcer.
Yeah. But now that's too many.
No, you can't. No, you can't do it.
They better all come back for his last show.
They should. For Keenan's last, and this is his last season.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I love
for him.
Keenan Thompson is great. I know there's a lot of Keenan Thompson haters out there. I don't understand that.
I liked him when he was on the kids show.
Absolutely. I like Good Burger.
Did you ever watch the show and he did the French thing?
Absolutely.
In the bathtub?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
No, he's funny. He's really funny. And what's up with that? The very first one I still think is the funniest one. Because I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, this is the greatest. And it's so stupid.
Right. Well, it's that's why the first one's always the best one.
It's just phenomenal. Absolutely hilarious. But it was funny every time. That's one of those deals where every single time they did what's up with that, I would fall on the floor laughing. I mean, I remember the first time my ex-wife and I were watching it. Heather and I were watching it. And not live, because I worked on Saturday night. So I was watching it when I got home. And we both were like, oh, my God, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And we rewound it and watched it like 90 times. And like every time the hi-hat goes, and his eyes widen out, it's going to be loquacious. You know, it's going to be outrageous. Hey, hey, hey! It's fantastic. But that's Gerard Butler was the host. Gerard Butler was the host. And he was the first one to...
Was he in it?
Yeah, he's in it. He plays like the slow jam. He's a slow jam guy. He comes out and sings a sexy song to the ladies.
Is he really sweaty?
No, he's got like a white suit on. He's like a pimp. He's all pimped out.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Got a cane. He comes out.
Of course he does.
It's hysterical. He goes up and like starts singing the song and grinding on Abby Elliott. Mm. Remember Abby Elliott? She was so good. You know, I'm quoted on her father's movie.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
You should. That's the way not to hit on her if you ever meet her.
Is not to mention Chris Elliott.
Just don't mention that. Yeah, I'm your dad's movie.
I'm quoted on your dad's movie. And she probably doesn't want to hear about her dad's movie.
Probably like,
she's one of the few. I think she might be the only second-generation cast member in SNL history that has also been on SNL. I think that might be. I know you've had brothers because you got Jim and you had John Belushi. But I'm positive it's got to be the only second-generation SNL cast members because her dad was on SNL and then she was on SNL. Is that right?
According to the internet.
Yeah. Well, then it's true. Actually, if it's an SNL fact and it comes out of my mouth, you can pretty much bet. You know, I have SNL Trivial Pursuit, and I have like an SNL board game. No one will play them with me. No one. Like, I remember we had some people over one night, and I was still married, and we had some people over, and they were busted out some board games. And I also had Seinfeld, and I brought out Seinfeld, and they're like, no. Not at all. And my friends, and then the other, and everybody was like, well, we got to be on Nick's team. People were fighting to be on my team. And then I'm like, all right, no, we won't do that. How about SNL? They're like, no, that's even worse. You're a bigger geek about SNL.
We need to find somebody. There's got to be someone to your level.
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be somebody.
I think I could beat Lorne Michaels at that game.
We could. Oh, well, he probably doesn't remember.
Doesn't even pay attention,
things.
I know. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
And Bob, Happy New Year to you. Bob is going to bring up something that needs to be brought up, and I knew that you were going to call in with this. We lost a massive contributor to the world of fly jams this past week.
Natalie Cole. Yeah, I last played her on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad. I couldn't believe it. She was only 64?
65.
She was only 65. Natalie Cole, you can't mention fly jams without it.
And a great voice and so many different styles. I mean,
agreed.
Her jazz was great. Her pop was great.
Yeah. She's enormously talented, and it's a big loss.
Yes, she was.
And so we dedicate this week's fly jams to the great Natalie Cole. What song would you like to hear by Natalie Cole, Bob?
Well, I know you like covers. So here's Natalie Cole's Pink Cadillac.
That's sad. The late great Natalie Cole.
Yes, she was terrific.
She was great. Enormous.
Good thing she didn't do Living on a Prayer, huh?
See, now there you go, right there. She didn't cover Bon Jovi. She covered Springsteen because he's worth covering. All right. Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
Take care,
see you
buddy.
Next week.
You see you next
Bye-bye.
Week. Yeah, Natalie Cole, she was great. She was great. All right, real quick, let's do this one. The 713 area code says that that's the Emotions, and it's a fly jam that was released, they say, before their biggest hit, Best of My Love. And Best of My Love by the Emotions, one of the greatest fly jams of all time. And it opens Boogie Nights. The opening scene of Boogie Nights, Best of My Love. So there you go. That's another hit by the Emotions. All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And we also have one more request from the WGN staff.
From the family.
From the WGN family. Okay, from the WGN family. And we also have some people on the line, and we'll do a couple of more fly jams coming up right here on WGN. Digest the radiation, put them by the basement. Bust his chest, open, bash his face, and let it split him. Since he fought his main man with him, he asked me I did him. I let the rhythm hit him. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here, Fly Jams Friday. That's one of my requests there. What's going on, Esmeralda? You all right?
Oh, no, because you were looking and then...
I was like, K-Max came in.
Oh, okay.
And said hi to DJ Shagru.
Because then I saw Dan turn his head, too, and I was like, well, who
well,
is it?
Well, you know why? Because there's bacon bits all over the floor. As K-Max made his grand entrance.
I would be worried he would want to eat them.
Well... He does. I think
so
he has.
So as they're throwing him down, he's like behind him.
No, no, no. He has some. As they're throwing him down, someone's behind him sweeping him up.
Oh, so he can eat them
so
later.
So he can eat them later, okay. Yeah. That's how it works. That was Eric B. and Rakim with Let the Rhythm Hit Him. I love Eric B. and Rakim. Not a lot of songs you can play. Not a lot of songs you can actually play on the air that Eric B. and Rakim. That one you can. There's a good chunk of that song where it's completely airable. But Eric B. and Rakim, these guys rule. Yeah! Hi. Fly Jams Friday. Let's get to some requests. Biker Don. Hey, Don, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How was your holiday?
Good.
Good. Great to hear it. I got a great one for you this morning. Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Where is love?
Oh, yeah.
Where is it?
Dan? Where is the love, DJ Shagru?
Sorry
hold on a second,
that.
Don.
Hang on 1 second. Here we go. Where is the love?
Great one. Great song, Don. Good choice.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Yeah. All right. There we go. All right. Let's see. You like that song, Esmeralda?
I like it. I want to walk down the street.
While it's playing?
As leaves are falling. It's got more flowers.
It's all figured out.
Things like that.
All right. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got to ask the... The sexual chocolate thing at the end, was that not one of the clumps? Is that not Eddie Murphy doing one of his clump characters at the end?
I mean, he could have. I think there's probably crossover in the clumps. I mean, I don't know if it's a clump, but I'm sure.
No, I don't think it's a clump. It's the Reverend.
Yeah. Who yeah.
Right?
No. No, he's not a Reverend. He's a singer. The Reverend is Arsenio Hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting
all right, go ahead, Harold. What's your request?
Okay, the Marques last night.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Harold. Great choice, man.
Had to go all the way back to the beginning of time for that one.
Absolutely. Yes, I did. Had to go back. That's exactly right. All right, Harold. Thanks, buddy.
Have a good weekend.
All right, take care. All right, well, there you go. There's some more Fly Jams. Now, we got more Fly Jams here. So what do we got next, Dan? We got a request, actually,
yeah,
right?
So Jim Hankey, who's a regular on our show, comes on and talks about vinyl. He wanted you to hear this cover of Changes by Black Sabbath. It's done by a guy named Charles Bradley. His album comes out on April 1st of this year.
Wait. Hold on. Let me just get this straight. Somebody covered Changes by Sabbath?
Correct, and did a Fly Jam Friday version of it.
Oh, my God.
It's a soul ballad cover of Black Sabbath's Changes.
Oh, my God. You have no excited. How, you have no idea how excited. I can't even speak. Go. This is the greatest cover of all time. What's this gentleman's name?
His name is Charles Bradley.
Charles Bradley. He's got a record coming out in April.
That is correct.
Is that song online somewhere?
It is. So this is off of Rolling Stone, who had written an article about it. Charles Bradley delivers a stark, speechless performance in the new video for his cover of Black Sabbath's Changes. So during this video, he's not obviously that's his voice, but it's just him and his face. He's a guy who had a life. You can just tell from his life. And so the song's just playing, and he's just kind of looking at the camera and kind of nodding along to it.
My God. That was unbelievable. Thank you, Jim. Oh, man, that was so good. Oh, my God, my mind is blown.
It's pretty fantastic.
My mind is absolutely blown as a Sabbath fanatic. God, that was good. I'm going to be looking that up. Can you send the link to me?
I will.
Because I'll watch that for about 6 hours straight, but in between watching the watching the murder show on Netflix.
This will help. This will calm you.
Calm me down. All right. Fly Jams Friday, thank you for your requests. If you texted them in, we'll get to them next week. And Fly Jams Friday will return.